Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I know that there are families listening across the country and indeed childcare providers that are probably holding their breath waiting to see what's going to happen in Budget 2024 to ease the pressure put on both families and service providers in relation to the cost of childcare. And there's been many stories in the newspapers recently just about the challenges that are facing childcare providers, indeed many of them having to close down. Online to talk to us about this, we have Amanda Spiteri, who's the founder of the six-time award-winning childcare service Ray of Sunshine, that's based across Wicklow, Wexford, Waterford, Dublin and Cork. Amanda, I know that you spoke to us earlier on in the summer just about the reality that 180 creches had to close down since the start of 2022. Has there been any real change since then from the government's and policy perspective?
No real change. We did the protest, as you know, in Dublin. We did have a lot of TDs who were more willing to listen to us, but there's been no definite change, or there still hasn't been any engagement with the Minister of Children and his department yet, which is a bit of a shame.
And how difficult is it for existing providers? Because there seems to be a bit of a disparity in that you have all these providers having to close across the country because the model isn't sustainable, but a new service can start and set their fees. But if you're an existing service, your fees are frozen. Why is that?
Yeah, well, it's part of their policy. I think it's to focus on keeping the fees low for parents, which is great. I'm a parent, so all of that is welcome. But there is a flaw in their policy, and there's a misunderstanding, I believe, even within the political realm about the fee freeze. So there's an incorrect assumption that providers want the fee freeze to go to up their fees because they want larger fees. It's not. It's because core funding for providers who have not up their rates and are stuck in historical rates and don't get enough funding from core funding, so it's making them unsustainable. So you can come in as a new service and you can have a current rate which matches inflation and receive core funding, and you will basically be guaranteed almost longevity in your business. But you could be an historical service, have low fees and never upped your fees to keep them low for your parents, so you're running along the same objective as the government, but then you're being penalised because core funding isn't enough. I'll give you an example. We have 11 school-age-only services that actually we gave core funding a year. We were being given 55 cents per child per hour to meet increased costs from payroll, insurance, electricity, rent went sky high. And it was impossible to remain at those rates. And we hadn't raised our rates in just shy of 10 years, a decade. So we actually pulled out of core funding and raised our rates by €1.50 per hour. And we're actually doing clawback now. We're already seeing a difference. So that's 11 school-age services nationwide that is contradicting the model of core funding, because it's actually was causing those services to be on the brink of closure.
Yeah, and I think there's people listening across the country, Amanda, myself included, that will have gotten letters from their providers saying, look, we're no longer going to be able to use the core funding for the reason that you explained. Which, so there's the parents are losers and the providers are too.
Yeah, I think there's such a misunderstanding of what the providers are saying and what's been written on paper and statistics. I mean, statistics are all well and good, and I actually am soon qualifying with a bachelor's degree in policy. So I work with statistics. I know there's different ways of them to gain their information, but I also work on the floor and I run a business. And there is definitely missing link in all of this. It's impossible for equality to remain within this sector if one business can charge a rate that's suitable to inflation and the other business is stuck in historical rates. There's just a complete inequality there, and it's going to cause businesses to close, and then that's a predominantly female sector. A lot of women in business are going to close businesses that they've worked really hard to keep going, held to high standards of regulations. I mean, I work literally 7 days a week, and I'm not complaining that I work 7 days a week. I would like not to, but that's what I have to do to meet all the admin and regulations, and I do that. But then to have policy come in and almost destroy my business, that's disgraceful, I think.
And Amanda, has there been much engagement with providers like yourself from the government and with the minister?
No, there really, in my opinion, there hasn't been. I've written to the minister and his department numerous times, and I was on another show and I was discussing how I'd never received feedback, and then we got an email after close to 12 months of me continuously emailing, very polite emails, but factual emails. And we got a reply that gave us the statistics. I went back and said, well, I'm living proof that what you're saying is incorrect. So I don't suspect I'll ever get a reply, or maybe in a year's time they might send me a reply. But that's how poor the engagement is. And then that reads a lot of, do they really respect us as professionals in business, as women in business, or are policymakers' opinions more valuable to the government than us on the floor? And that's a question I would like answered.
Thanks so much, Amanda, for joining us on the programme today. That's Amanda Spiteri, and she is the founder of the childcare service Ray of Sunshine. It'll be interesting to see, of course, what happens for Budget 2024. And as Amanda says, it's one thing to give the headline of X amount of million is being spent on childcare, but where exactly is it going is the question, as Amanda said.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.